From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg was in Aventura yesterday to launch a national Jewish voter coalition. Gerard Albert III was there at the Turnberry Jewish Center as Bloomberg kicked off his United for Mike campaign.
Mike Bloomberg started off his speech expressing his support for Israel, but also his disgust with the politics surrounding it. President Trump has also been trying to win over Jewish voters, but Bloomberg told the crowd he is the better choice.
Now, there are those who will cite moving the embassy to Jerusalem as a reason to support the president. And to that, I say very clearly, if I'm elected, you will never have to choose between supporting Israel and supporting our values here at home.
Renee Rada said she was not involved in politics before Bloomberg announced his candidacy.
I've never been excited about a candidate ever in my entire life, and I think he has the ability to pull it off, to win, to be great for Israel, and to be great for the United States of America.
The stop was one of four for Bloomberg during his visit to South Florida to kick off his campaign. I'm Gerard Albert III in Miami.
Today begins week three of Florida's 60-day regular legislative session, a bill that would create a parent's bill of rights and one that would include a warning on lottery tickets are just a few of the issues lawmakers are tackling this week. You can get all the latest news on what's going on during this year's lawmaking session at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.